The top stories from ABC News. Federal Cabinet Minister Kelly O'Dwyer says the government will tighten up politicians' expense entitlements in the first half of this year. This comes as sidelined frontbencher Susan Lee faces scrutiny over her taxpayer-funded travel expenses. The US President-elect Donald Trump has hired his son-in-law as a senior advisor in a move which could test anti-nepotism laws. Jared Kushner is married to Mr. Trump's daughter, Ivanka, and played a major role in the Republican election campaign. He's expected to advise the White House on the Middle East and on improving relations with Israel. A new drug that is said to melt away cancer in some patients with the most common type of leukemia has been approved by Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration. The drug, which was developed in Melbourne, has been approved for some stage 4 patients of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of Adelaide's World Tennis Challenge. Organisers say they were told the tennis player wanted to rest his knee and wouldn't be playing. Kyrgios revealed he is taking the anti-inflammatory drug cortisone as he prepares for next week's Australian Open.